Good morning, Talmidim. On this fifth day of the month of Nisan, 21st of March, which I think is technically the beginning of spring, though it doesn't feel that way, I wanted to continue our discussion about Talmud Torah of Elisa Isha. Remember, we had seen various indications, Halan v'Halahu, Rechaim b'Tzavar v'Yasok b'Torah. Rashi has simply understood that the Tzarchei Abayis would get in the way of Talmud Torah. That was Rabbi Yochanan's advice to his Talmidim. Rabbeinu Tam's opposite interpretation, the indictment, Rechaim b'tzavaro v'yasok b'torah, and how could you, Shmuel possibly be advising his Talmidim to marry and then to leave their wives and their children unattended. And we continued in the Gemara about the merits of early marriage, Rav Huna not even wanting to look at Rav Hamnuna, Rav Chista saying Ahad Adif mi Chavrai, because he got married at 16 and 14 might have been even better. So I'd like to continue the discussion based on a Mishnah in Avos. This is a Perek Chamishi Mishnah Chaf Aleph, a statement of Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, which also relates to a Gemara that God willing we'll get to and explore on its own terms on Lamed Amud Aleph and Kiddushin, based on the pasuk Vishinantem Levanecha Al Tikrei Vishinantem Elo Vishilashtem Shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mishnah, shlish b'talmud. And this is one of the few Gemaras that we have that really tries to establish a programmatic curriculum as far as Talmud Torah is concerned, that one needs to divide and conquer. Mikra, Tanakh, Mishnah, it could either be Shisha Sidre Mishnah, it could be, as we'll see when we learn the Sugya appropriately, I was hoping to get to it before Pesach, but that seems fanciful at this point with all the missed time. The Rambam defines Mishnah not just as Shisha Sidre Mishnah, but basically Bekiyas, all rabbinic literature. So, Mishnah and Tosefta and all the Brisos and Bavli and Yerushalmi, Medrash Agada, Medrash Halacha, and then Shlish B'Talmud would be for the Rambam a more advanced reasoning, as we'll discuss. Very different approaches within the Rishonim and that's Sugya Rashi and Tosos and the Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam about what exactly the Gemara is saying, and a critical makor in that sugya, and a critical makor in our sugya, is the Mishnah Avos that I referenced before. So if you just open to it, it's Perek Chamishi Mishnah Chaf Aleph, Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, Hu Haya Omer, Ben Chamesh Shanim Lemikra, Ben Esra Lemishnah, Ben Shlosh Esrei Lemitzvos, Ben Chamesh Esrei Letalmud, Ben Shmon Esrei Lechopa, Ben Esrim Lirdof, Ben Shloshim Lekoach, Ben Erbayim Lebina, Ben Chamishim Leitza, Ben Shishim Lezikna, Ben Shivim Leseva, Ben Shmonim Legvura, Ben Tishim Lashuach, Ben Meach Ilumet, Ve'avar Batel Min Olam. So just to first translate the Mishnah, then of course the relevance is self-evident. At 5 years old, one begins the process of Mikra. Remember, we just talked about the Gemara in Bava Basra, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yeshua Ben Gamla, where it says to take him in at six. Until six, it's a little too dangerous to take him in, and we mentioned the position of the Ritva, who notes that this mission Avos, Ben Chamesh Shanim Lemikra, so whatever happened to that, so he said that the father's role is still preserved, because the father, begins the process of teaching him Psukim. So here we have again, Ben Chamesh Shanim Lemikra, that the process of Mikra, immersion in Tanakh at 5 years old, and then for the next 5 years, Ben Eser Shanim LeMishnah, then at 10 one begins the process, let's say, understood simply of Shisha Sidre Mishnah, so those should be mastered. Ben Shlosh Esrei LeMitzvos, understood simply that one becomes Bar Mitzvah and Chayiv and all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Ben Chamesh Esrei LeTalmud, so you guys start earlier than that, you won't be insulted if I say we haven't fully mastered Tanakh and Shisha Sidre Mishnah. By the way, if anybody wants to sign up for Taros for Yom Ha'atzmaut, there's still some openings there. The rest of the Siddurim seem to be mostly finished off. But Bechamesh Esrei LeTalmud, then one begins a period of immersion in Talmud, and immediately Ben Shmona Esrei LeChuppah. So certainly this Mishnah, it preserves that time point that we had in our Gemara of Ades from Shana Kadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Mitzap Adam, Mata Yinase, the idea of 20 years old is a kind of a Rubicon, and from that point on God sort of gives up and he says Tipeach Atzmosav, even if it's a little hyperbolic. And this Gemara certainly preserves the idea of the Olam Yomod Adam Torah Ve'achar Kach Yisa Isha, right? Because not only is one learned Torah, but one has learned Torah in an organized curricular way, Mikra, Mishnah, Talmud, and then Ben Shmon Esrei L'Chopa, and then as understood by Rashi and many others who commented on the Mishnah, Ben Esrim Lirdof, Rashi and the Bar Tanura also mentions this, at that point, Tarad Achar Mizonosav, right? Because maybe the first 2 years of marriage, one could find some support and one doesn't have the same degree of responsibility towards children. But presumably after 2 years, the children are coming, which is itself a very important statement about the relationship between marriage and having children. And let's not forget the Rush and Rav Saadia Gaon at the beginning of the year, Mekach Kesef Shtar Rabia Bam B'Isha Tarid, and the whole point of the Rush, whether or not Rav Yochanan Fishel Perlo's presentation, he doesn't think it's a mitzvah at all, the Rush that is really accurate. Nonetheless, clearly the emphasis is on Puru Ravu, so Ben Eshim Lirdov presumes that there's been Puru Ravu in the last 2 years, and therefore one doesn't have the same kind of immersive Ben Chamesh Mikra, Ben Esther the Mishnah, Ben Chamesh Esther the Talmud. Ben Shloshim Lekoach is based on the Levim, because it says that at the age of 30, they're actually going to begin the process of Bakatef Yiso. Ben Arbaim Labina, 40 years old, one has developed the ability to have a greater degree of insight in life. Ben Chamishim Le'etza, this is also based on the Levim. It says, Ben Chamishim Shana Yashuv Mitzvah Avodah V'lo Yavod Od, V'sheres Esechav. So the commentaries in the Mishnah note, what does it mean, V'sheres Esechav? Levim aren't doing any more of their standard avoda in the Mishkan, and again, there's massive machloks in what really they can't do past the age of 50. Is it just shira? Is it other things? Not our topic for now. But one of the ways v'sheres esechav is understood that they'll give etzos to the various levim. They've built up 20 years of experience working as levim, so they'll educate the next generation, which certainly fits into what we've been discussing in terms of lomod ulamed and transmission. Ben Shishim Lezikna, 60 years old, one begins the process of being a little bit on the other side of the hill, or at least if you want to say V'yu Yamav Me'avi Esrim Shana, that Moshe Rabbeinu lived the optimal life, 120 years, you're at least at the midway point. Ben Shivim Leseva, this is based on the pasuk in the context of David HaMelech, where it says about David and Divrei Hayamim, Vayamos b'seva tova, David died at the age of 70. Ben Shmonim Legvura, that you all know from the Pesukim de Zirman Shabbos, Yemei Shenoseihem Vahem Shivim Shana, V'im Begvuros Shmonim Shana, Ben Tishim Mashuach, already at the age of 90, one begins literally to be physically bent, Ben Meya, Kilu Meis, V'Avero Batel Min Ha'olam. So on the one hand, this Mishnah certainly preserves the ideals that we've spoken about in both directions. Lo'olam Yomar Adam Torah V'achar Kach Isa Yisha, right, for sure, and not just Torah, but Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud, apropos the Gemara in Kiddushin and Daf Lamed, Al Tikri Vishinantem, Elo Vishilashtem, the idea of making sure that one is an expert in all of these areas. So surely there's a Yomo Torah V'achar Kach Isa Isha element to this Mishnah, because it's Ben Shmona Esrei L'Chopa, so the Chopa comes after the Esek B'Torah. And then Ben Esrim Lirdof, immediately it pays due homage to the idea of Rechayim B'Tzavaro V'Yasok B'Torah, as understood by Rabbeinu Tam, that once the family is there, then that has to shift one's focus, at least to a degree. Now, certainly a person is always Chayiv Likbo Lozman Lomod Bayom V'Alayla, Shenemer V'Agisa Boyom V'Alayla, but one's family responsibilities have to kick in, and then the shift would be from a more immersive kind of modality of learning to Yafa Tamatar Sheshima Derchertz, Shegia Shne Mishkacha Samo Avon, Vecholtar Shenima Malacha Sofa Patelavagora Savon, the idea of being able to support one's family. Also, the Gemara Kedushin Daf Lamed Omid Beis, on that list of Lamula Liftosa Lamda Torah, La Sio Isha Lamda Umnos, so the Gemara says Minalan Lamda Umnos, this is the Gemara Kedushin Daf Lamed Omid Beis. So the Pasuk says in Kohalas, Re'e Chayim Imisha Shara Havta. So, im isha mamish, the Gemara says, so re'e chayim, then you have to support her, lamda umnus. And if it's a metaphor, that pasuk in Koheles, re'e chayim im isha asher hafta, is just a metaphor, and isha is Torah, nonetheless, you have to synthesize your Torah with a malacha as well. I just wanted to add one small chiddush, if I might, to this Mishnah, which I think, again, pays a due amount of honor to some of the various perspectives that we saw. Surely, as we said, Rav Chista and Rav Huna would not sneeze at this Mishnah, insofar as Ben Shmon Esrei L'Chopa, Rav Chista might militate for a few years earlier, but be that as it may, I don't think he would be disappointed. This is hardly the Ben Azai Ma'es Evinafshi Chashka B'Torah, but I think there's a little bit of a nuance here that I'd like to introduce that admittedly I don't find in the Rishonim commenting on the Mishnah, but one that I think might add a little bit of a different perspective. And it has to do with the Gemara Nevo Dezara Daf Yates. The Gemara Nevo Dezara Daf Yates, quoting a pasuk regarding the process of Talmud Torah, says the person should always first engage in girsa to master as many texts of Torah, ve'achar kach yehegebo. And then a person should begin to contemplate the Torah, that there's a difference in terms of one's early development when one's mind is geared towards assimilation of information and retention, and then later on in life one develops a certain capacity for analytical skills. So that's something that's reflected in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Daf Yud Tes, that girsa should come before higayon, or as we would say, bekiyas should to a degree, this may not be an absolute equation, precede iyun. And I think that is also implicit in this Mishnah. In other words, ben chamesh shanim lemikra, ben esrei lemishnah, ben shlosh esrei lemitzvos, ben chamesh esrei letalmud. The idea is mastery of these texts. Then, ben shmona esrei lechuppah, but one's career in Torah has hardly, you know, ended. And on the contrary, the Mishnah seems to suggest, ben arbaim lebina, ben chamishim leitza, etc., etc., that, of course, one continue on in one's career in Talmud Torah, but the emphasis may shift a little bit in terms of moving from textual mastery, that's ben chamesh lemikra, ben esrei lemishnah, ben chamesh esrei letalmud, to higher level analysis, ben arbaim lebina, ben chamishim leitza. In other words, that with additional years, one's analytical abilities, and I'm not saying that you can't train analytical abilities earlier, but just the natural course of neurological development allows for greater analytical abilities as the years go on, because one has a certain degree of experience, not just life experience, but Talmud Torah experience, and it lends itself to a different style of learning. So perhaps we could have the best of both worlds then, where it's certainly la'olam yomar adam Torah ve'achar kach yisa isha, which, you know, is the ideal that the Rambam projects, assuming that a person isn't suffering from, you know, various hirhurim, as we discussed in the sugya itself. And then, of course, one gets married. Ben shmona esrei lechuppah, doesn't have to literally be 18. But then one's career in Talmud Torah shifts to a different modality. One is no longer able to immerse oneself the same way, because ben esrim lirdof, one has to be tarad achar mizonosav. And yet, given, or hopefully given, that one has already mastered so many texts, that as one is going about one's life, when one does have those hours that one has set aside, and it's absolutely critical to set aside those hours, the emphasis in the learning is to more analytical development, ben arbaim lebina, ben chamishim le'etza, different stages of Talmud Torah kick in a little bit later. So hopefully we can see this Mishnah as a kind of a programmatic representation of first mastery of all the texts that we need, Alter Krivi Shinantim El Vishilashtem, a comprehensive approach to Torah, Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara, Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebal Peh, and then marriage, so paying due homage, the idea of Yiras Hashem Tehoraz, Osek B'Torah B'Tara, Nosi Isha V'Achar Kach, Yomo Torah. But again, that is a contradiction with the source that we saw in Chav Tes Amid Beis of La'olam Yomar Adam Torah Ve'achar Kach Yisa Isha, because maybe it's two different kinds of Torah, and that's really my suggestion. Maybe La'olam Yomar Adam Torah Ve'achar Kach Yisa Isha, in terms of this Mishnah, is the Torah of mastery of text, and then Yisa Isha at 18. And then what ends up happening from that point is, you know, Limud Torah B'Tahara, as you're combining it with your responsibility, ksusaychi, sibukaychi, mizonaychi, all written into the ksuva, ben esrim lirdof achar mizonosav, God forbid, we don't want Rabbi Avyasar, as quoted in Tosus, accusing us of itnu as a yalad bizona, ve as a yaldo machru bayayin, and the Torah that comes after that, of yisad amisha ve achar kach yomo Torah betara, is the Torah of greater analysis, the Torah of ben arbaim lebina, ben chamishim la'etza, the Torah of analytical penetration, apropos the Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Tes, la'olam, the person should engage in girsa, in mastery of Torah, and then should expand from there, ve'achar kach yehagebo, because, you know, different stages of life lend oneself to different modalities of thought. And if that's true, then we can have the best of both worlds. Yes, on the one hand, lolam yolbon adam Torah ve'achar kach yisa isha, the Torah of mastery of text, and at the same time, not fail in terms of the Gemara Menachos Kof Yud, the Gemara Yuma Ayin Beis that we saw, of Zeha Osek, but Mincha Tahora, Menachos Kofiud, etc. The idea of Limud Torah B'Tahara, No Se'isha V'Acharkach Yomot Torah, maybe just two different modalities of Torah. The second modality of Torah being the Torah of analytical development, and there, that's perfectly suited to marriage. And I think that it makes really perfect sense, this is just the Makim Patish on this little mini shir, in the following a very simple way. Right? It's the Torah of one's youth, when one's mind is best geared towards mastery and retention of text, is a Torah where you're just immersed and you're, you know, assimilating a huge amount of information. And it's not that you're not thinking about it, but the primary idea is to gain the data. And then, of course, Shmon Esrei L'Chuppah and Ben Esrim L'Erdof. So now one takes on familiar responsibilities and Parnasa responsibilities. Re'ei Chayim Misha Asher Ahavta. So the idea of Chayim, balancing marital life with Parnasa. And then, you know, when one doesn't have quite as many hours, but the data is already inside of oneself, so then one can sit down with a particular Tosfos, with a particular Ketzos, with a particular Ramban, and really try to analyze it. All the data, God willing, is already there. So that type of Talmud Torah is not just more appropriate in terms of one's neurological development being more advanced for this kind of thinking, ben arbaim lebina, ben chamishim la'etza, but it's also suited to the fewer hours that one has, right? If the idea is, okay, you know, instead you've already mastered all the text of Sefer Vayikra, and the idea is putting some ideas together, right? If you sit down for 2 hours, you know, and you really focus on it, you can really accomplish something. Whereas the other modality of Torah we're referring to as girsa, sometimes called bekios, that really requires sort of those just limitless, uninterrupted hours where you're assimilating all of the information. So maybe this Mishnavos could be brought directly to bear on our sugya. On the one hand, Yomod Adam Torah Ve'acharkach Yisa Isha, so you have the Mikra Mishnah and Talmud prior to Yisa Isha, but then Lisa Isha prior to other aspects of Talmud Torah, meaning the more analytical developments. God willing, what we'll see, may have to wait for after Pesach, is I think this mirrors very much the Rambam scheme. The Rambam doesn't mention marriage in this context, but the Rambam scheme overall in terms of what Vishilashtem, Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mishnah, Shlish B'Talmud is all about, and this relating to different stages within a person's development in terms of Talmud Torah, moving from mastery of data and retention of information to analysis of sources. Wish everybody a wonderful day.